I get a kick out of that. Say, we have some honeymooners back here. You look just as happy as you did the day you got married.
My name is Mrs. McCombs.
Mrs. McCombs?
Yes.
You don't seem very sure about your name, Mrs. McCombs.
Well, that's the first time I've ever been asked my name.
You don't? Oh, the first time?
Yes.
Well, how long have you had the name McCombs?
For 8 days.
Oh, no wonder she's a little nervous, a little upset. Yeah, it takes time to get used to it. You've had the name McCombs longer, haven't you?
Oh, quite a while.
Yes, how long have you had it?
Well, about 21 years.
Yes, you're her husband, aren't you?
That's right.
You were married on Bride and Groom?
We were.
And you went on a honeymoon?
Yes, sir.
Where did you go?
We went to the Hotel Del Mar near San Diego.
You did?
And had a wonderful time.
Oh, that's a beautiful place, believe me.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. What all did you do? Anything particularly exciting? Like
we rode bicycles and laid in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And
held hands like you've been doing all during this program, I know. Say, you don't mind if I ask you this. You've been married a short time, and you probably know the answer to this. These two up here, it's fun. I like to speculate on who's going to be boss in the family, because usually there's somebody who has the edge, you know. Who do you think's going to wear the pants in that family?
I think she will.
You think she will? Mm-hmm. And, honey, who do you think, Mrs. McCombs?
I think he will.
This is a double switch, isn't it? What makes you think that?
Well, he's more outspoken than she is.
He may be more outspoken now, but I've never seen a man who wasn't outspoken by his wife when it came to a showdown. I mean, if it comes to speaking. Well, you had a fine time in your honeymoon.
Very nice
time.
Oh,
swell. You two are married here, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And for how long?
12 days.
And who are you?
William C. Holland.
Well, you forgot who she is.
Mrs. and Mr.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. and Mrs. She's important, you know. Where's your home?
Columbus, Ohio.
You're out on honeymoon?
Uh-huh.
Well, you go tonight as our guest to Tom Brenneman's restaurant, have dinner and see the floor show and dine and dance as our guests. We think it'd be wonderful. Who do you think's going to wear the pants in that family?
Both of us.
No. How long did you say you'd been married?
12 days.
Yeah. 12 days. She'll get over that. I mean, in this family up here.
Oh, I think she will.
What about that?
In my opinion, same. I think she will, too.
You think she will, too? Well, we'll think about it. Right now, Jack McElroy, while we're thinking it over, will say a few words, and then we'll meet some other fine folks here.
No woman can be truly alluring. No man can be really attractive with dull-looking, improperly cleansed teeth. This is an incontestable fact that more and more people are realizing each day. That's why it's important to know there is one tooth powder bought and used by more people than any other in America. Dr. Lyons Tooth Powder. Yes, year in and year out, figures prove that Dr. Lyons Tooth Powder leads all others in popularity, has assumed the proportions of a national habit from coast to coast. The fact is tremendously important to everyone within reach of my voice, for Dr. Lyons Tooth Powder could not be used by more people than any other unless they were convinced by experience that Dr. Lyons does something no other tooth powder does. Try it yourself. Then let your mirror tell you the story. The reason why Dr. Lyons is, by all odds, America's number one tooth powder.
What's your name?
Mrs. Martha Field.
Mrs. Martha Field? And you're Mr.
Joe Field.
Joe Field. Yes. You get confused, I know. And where's your home, Mrs. Field?
Well, we've been living here for 9 years.
Before that, where did you live?
In Chicago for 41 years. Married in Detroit.
Mm-hmm. You lived in Chicago for 41 years... Then you came out here for 9 years.
That's right.
And you were married in Detroit.
Mm-hmm. My home.
Do you have a large family?
I have four children, mm-hmm. six grandchildren, and one great-granddaughter, 8 years old.
Well, you're doing very well. That's a very nice-sized family. Is it? And I think today's you're having a pretty important celebration, aren't you?
All our family... Big party.
Well, which anniversary is it you're celebrating?
50th.
A golden wedding anniversary. Isn't that wonderful? Well, what sort of a celebration are you going to have?
Oh, a big affair.
Good.
Children coming from all over, and nieces and nephews from mm-hmm. practically all over.
Oh, wonderful. You know, you look as happy as any honeymooners I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Don't they really? They certainly do.
How about her sister over there?
How about who? Her sister? Are you her sister? Very attractive. Don't you think they look like honeymooners?
Oh, we love it. We love to.
What?
The youngest daughter.
The second of the boys.
He's the second.
Oh, I just wondered. You are the daughter?
I'm from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I came up for their celebration.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got along pretty well before you came along. Now, you let them have this interview by themselves. Yes. This is not a family affair. This is in honor of you.
Oh, no, yes.
Well, tell me, what is it that makes you so very, very happy after 50
years?
Well,
I think we're both congenial and
you
give and
are.
Take.
Mm-hmm.
And see that he always had his meals on time.
That does help, you know.
Clean home.
Yes.
And I guess that's about all.
Well, that's plenty, yeah. I'd say. What about you, Mr. Fields?
Oh, I have had no kick at all.
No kick at all?
No.
Mm-hmm. No complaints?
All the pleasure I wanted I get from her.
Well, that's very good.
I'm satisfied.
You find your own pleasure and happiness right in the home.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're to be congratulated.
I have a good woman. I have a very good woman. That's no kick.
It's a good thing you know it, too. Well, because it is your anniversary, we have two gifts for you. Two gifts in gold. Two very thin 17-jewel Gruen watches. America's Precision Watch. A product of the Gruen Watch Company. Many happy returns of the day. Congratulations. And come on back and see us on your next anniversary. Married less than 1 minute. Our bride and groom, and oh, they look a little bit happy. Look very pleased. Are you glad it's all over with now?
Yes.
What was your name? What was your name again?
Gloria Sirotic.
Gloria what?
Sirotic.
Doesn't even know her own name. It's awful. Bill, I'd speak to her if I were you by hand. We have for you some wonderful gifts, though, and starting off since 1831, America's leading silversmith, Gorham, presents the bride and groom their choice each day of five of Gorham's many exquisite patterns. Isn't it beautiful? This marvelous silver. What pattern did you take, honey?
Sovereign.
Oh, it's a good thing, Bill. I almost forgot. This is the pattern the bride chose today, and I think it's absolutely exquisitely beautiful. That's sovereign. There's lovely plain paneling and very fancy. And like everything of Gorham's, it's really magnificent. Now we have some more gifts for you, and we're going to start going on. We have one thing we're going to present you to, so there'll be no arguments. We're going to give you something for your patio. We're going to give you two Halliburton Sleepy Hollow chairs. They're wonderful aluminum chairs, so you can sit outside and you can coach her until she knows what her name is. That's a good thing, too. And for the bride, from Max Factor of Hollywood, a makeup kit exactly as created for the stars. Really a wonderful gift. This beautiful leather case filled with all of Max Factor's world-famous makeup creations. An appropriate gift for you, Bill, when you go on your honeymoon. That's the time you'll want to remember above all the rest of the days of your life. So we have for you from Argus, makers of America's finest camera, their ArgoFlex, the finest they make with a reflex action, a beauty. And from Posto Film of Hollywood, a year's supply of their sensational new Posto Chrome film.
So, thank you. That was my hobby.
Photography?
Quite some time ago.
Yeah. Well, will you just send us some pictures, will you? I don't want to go into that. And for the bride from Tabac of California, one of America's finest fashion houses, you can go to Saks Fifth Avenue and pick out, it's all ready for you, a complete Tabac outfit designed by Stella. Everything you need for a honeymoon and play clothes and everything all around.
Oh, that's lovely.
And she'll make a lovely model, too, believe me. Well, now, what about the honeymoon department?
Well, we pick no place in particular to go to. Just want to hop in a car and...
Get away from it all. Never mind. It's nobody's business where you want to go and what you want to do. Well, you're going to go for a... Before you leave, we're going to have you go out and see a friend of ours named Bob Murphy of the famous House of Murphy. He'll be your host tonight for a wonderful champagne supper, wedding supper. You'll have pheasant under glass and champagne and all the other specialties of the house. Take your wedding party along, and then after you leave them, you can go away on your honeymoon, of course. And incidentally, since you'll drive on your honeymoon, we're going to see that you drive in style, because with the compliments of Mueller Brothers, the world's largest service station, there are 100 gallons of gasoline, and we'll take the check on your honeymoon for your week, for your driving. So that they'll have a nice... By the way, when you come back, can you cook, honey?
A little.
Oh. Seemed to be some doubt there. Well, here's a cookbook for you, and now... With this cookbook, we'll give you something else to practice on. We'll give you an O'Keefe and Merritt gas range. A full four-burner gas range, O'Keefe and Merritt, the range of Merritt, and absolutely the range of exclusive features. Absolutely wonderful. Oh, we only have 2.5 minutes?
Well, just a minute, John. Here's a rolling pin for the groom. He might need it if he's not.
It's ready. Will you single girls get out here? We want to have you catch the bouquet, see what happens here. All you single ladies, get up here. We're going to toss the bride's bouquet. This O'Keefe and Merritt is wonderful. It has a grill elevator. You can broil as easily as you fry, and has a vanishing show.
Do we have to take it
any time?
I mean...
Oh, no hurry, honey. You can have it when you come back from your honeymoon. You don't have to take a gas range on your honeymoon, believe me. She wanted to know she had to take the gas range on her honeymoon. Here we go, girls. Now, here, when I count three. One, two, three. Oh, two of you. What's your name?
Stella Richardson.
And from where?
Originally Oklahoma.
And how old are you?
23.
You got a boyfriend?
Yes.
Has he asked you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's happy about it. And what did you say to him when he asked you?
Well, I haven't said.
You haven't said yet?
No.
If you better make up your mind on that. And you are?
Ann Friedman.
From where?
Detroit, Michigan.
How old?
21.
Mm-hmm. Got a boyfriend?
Yes, I'm engaged. I'll be married May 19th.
Oh, congratulations. Now, you better make up your mind. Let's not waste any time
all
on this
right.
young lady. You know what happens. You know what just have trouble. We have a wonderful gift for each of you girls. A pair of sheer, misty, beautiful, all-nylon, Holly Vogue nylon stockings.
Oh, wonderful.
You can wear them at your wedding, and you can wear them to get your man.
Thank you.
Okay, well, you know, while you were out there, we've been talking to people trying to decide who was going to wear the pants in your family. You know that? We just wondered who was going to be boss, and I'll tell you, almost always it works out this way. They decided, Gloria, you were going to wear the pants of the family. I want to give you the pants. These old-fashioned ruffled pantaloons. We want you to. Have you got that sign, Larry? Incidentally, tomorrow on Bride and Groom, we're going to hear the story of a young war hero and the girl he met when he returned from Europe. Our groom is an Army Air Force's captain and pilot of a jet-propelled fighter, and during the war, he served with the 9th Tactical Air Force in Europe. He shot down 4 German planes, was himself shot down and captured, but escaped, made his way back to safety, aided by the French underground. Tune in tomorrow. That'll be a wonderful story to hear, just like it. Would you mind kissing your bride, Bill, because we want to make you a little present of this sign? Put this in the back of your car as you go on your honeymoon, and we'll get a picture of you kissing your bride. Well, that's all for now. Good luck to our bride and groom as they go on their honeymoon. In a few words from Jack McElroy. See you all tomorrow.
Check these symptoms of acid indigestion, heartburn, restless nights, headachy, upset feeling. Do you ever suffer from any of these discomforts? If you do, take real Phillips Milk of Magnesia for wonderful two-way relief. You see, Phillips is rated one of the fastest, most effective neutralizers of stomach acidity known. All you do is take a couple of teaspoons full of Phillips whenever you feel discomfort coming on. You'll get relief almost at once. Not only that, but when necessary, taken at bedtime in water, 2 to 4 tablespoons full of Phillips Milk of Magnesia will ease away the sleep-robbing distress of acid indigestion. And almost at once. And in the morning, you'll start the day feeling on top of the world. For your own sake, be sure you get genuine Phillips Milk of Magnesia when you buy. Ask for it by its full name, not for Milk of Magnesia alone. Caution, use only as directed. Your druggist has the 50-cent size, which is a real money saver. It contains 3 times as much as the 25-cent bottle. Buy Phillips tonight, tomorrow, be right. Jack McElroy speaking. Bride and Groom with John Nelson comes to you each day, Monday through Friday, at the same time from Hollywood. Apply Camphophenic quick to painful minor burns and cuts, fever blisters, cold sore, scratches. It contains a mild surface anesthetic to help stop pain. Also combats infection. Get Camphophenic, famous liquid antiseptic dressing from druggists. Use as directed. Camphophenic, spelled C-A-M-P-H-O-P-H-E-N-I-Q-U-E. Camphophenic. This is the American Broadcasting Company.